Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman Yomi. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechur Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Point number one, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis stated that one may clear four or five boxes for Hachnasas Orchim or Bittul Beis Midrash. The Gemara asks if the maximum number of five boxes applies even if one has numerous guests, or maybe if one has many guests, he may move up to five boxes per guest. And the Gemara then asks, if the halakha is indeed that one can move five boxes per guest, can one person clear away all the boxes, or each person needs to clear away five boxes? The Gemara answers that the five-box limit is per guest, based on two incidents where Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya went to a field and cleared away all the bundles, not just five, to make room for their Talmidim. The second question, whether one person may clear away all the boxes, is left unresolved, as it is assumed that Rebbe did not clear away the bundles himself, but rather instructed others to do so. Point number two, the Gemara presents a number of teachings about the virtue of Hachnasas Orchim. Reviewed a said name of Rav, Gadol Hachnasas Orchim HaKabbalas Pnei HaShechina. Receiving guests is greater than greeting the divine presence, which he learns from Avraham Avinu, who asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu not to leave when he went to receive guests. Rebbe Elazar said, Bo v'rei shalok midas HaKodesh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Come and observe how different is the way of Kodesh Baruch Hu from the way of flesh and blood. According to the way of flesh and blood, one of lower station cannot tell one of higher station, wait here until I come back to you. Whereas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu said, if I found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant, and then went to his guests. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Adano chaveru chavschus, dan oso oschus. One who judges his fellow man favorably is himself judged favorably. An incident is brought about one who left home and labored for 3 years. On Erev Yom Kippur, the day of his return home, his employer told him that he had no money, produce, land, animals, or even pillows and cushions to pay him. The man left dejected and returned home. When his employer eventually traveled to pay him, he asked the laborer what he had thought when he told him he has nothing to pay him with, and the laborer proceeded to share how he judged him favorably in each of the instances. The employer paid him handsomely and said, "Kishim shadan tani l'schus, hamakum yadin oscha l'schus. Just as you have judged me favorably, so too should the Omnipresent judge you favorably." And the Shiltas brings that the employer was the Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and the employee was Rabbi Akiva. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis state that one may clear four or five boxes for Hachnasas Orchim or Bittul Beis Midrash. The Gemara asks if the maximum number of five boxes applies even if one has numerous guests, or maybe if one has many guests, he may move up to five boxes per guest. The Gemara then asks if the halacha is indeed that one can move five boxes per guest, can one person clear away all the boxes, or each person needs to clear away five boxes? So the Gemara answers that the five-box limit is per guest, based on two incidents where Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya went to a field and cleared away all the bundles, not just five, to make room for the Talmidim. The second question, whether one may clear away all the boxes, is left unresolved, as it is assumed that Rebbe did not clear away the bundles himself, but rather instructed others to do so. Point number two, the Gemara presents a number of teachings about the virtue of Hachnasas Orchim. Rav Yehuda said, name of Rav, Gadol Hachnasas Orchim, HaKabbalas Pnei HaShechina. Receiving guests is greater than greeting the divine presence, which he learns from Avraham Avinu, who asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu not to leave when he went to receive guests. Rebbe Elazar said, Bo v'rei shalokun midas HaKodesh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Come and observe how different is the way of the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the way of flesh and blood. According to the way of flesh and blood, one of lower station cannot tell one of higher station, wait here until I come back to you. Whereas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu said, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. And then he went to his guests. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Hadan chaveru chavschus, danin oso l'schus. One who judges his fellow man favorably is himself judged favorably. An incident is brought about one who left home and labored for 3 years. On Erev Yom Kippur, the day of his return home, his employer told him that he had no money, produce, land, animals, or even pillows and cushions to pay him. The man left dejected and returned home. When his employer eventually traveled to pay him, he asked the laborer what he thought when he told him that he has nothing to pay him with, and the laborer proceeded to share how he judged him favorably in each of the instances. The employer paid him handsomely and said, "Kishem shadan tani l'schus, hamakum yadin oscha l'schus. Just as you've judged me favorably, so too should the Omnipresent judge you favorably." And the Shiltas brings that the employer was the Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and the employee was Rabbi Akiva. All right, so now we go to our Simcha Kuf Chav Zayin, and we had a lot of suggestions around the number 127, 127 provinces that Esther and Malka ruled over, 127-year-old woman, a woman named Sarah, And then the other popular suggestion was cookies, cookie jar, and so on. So I'm actually going to go with cookies. Even though we use cookie dough in Kuf Kav Dalet, cookie works for Kuf Kav Zayin. So we're going to go with cookies. So thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. And here goes. A lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which was cleared for guests, as members were encouraged to do the mitzvah of Hakhnasas Orchim and to judge favorably if their friends didn't give. Once again, in slow motion. A lot of cookies, that must mean run daf Kuf Kav Zayin. A lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which was cleared for guests, which reminds us, the Mishnah daf Kuf Kav Dalet Amud Beis stated, that one may clear four or five boxes for Hakhnasas Orchim or Bittul Beis HaMidrash. The Gemara asks if the maximum number of five boxes applies even if one has numerous guests, or maybe if one has many guests, he may move up to five boxes per guest. The Gemara then asks that if the halacha is indeed that one can move five boxes per guest, can one person clear away all the boxes, or each person needs to clear away five boxes? The Gemara answers the five box limit is per guest, based on two incidents where Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya went to a field and cleared away all the bundles, not just five, to make room for their talmidim. The second question, whether one may clear away all the boxes, is left unresolved, as it's assumed that Rebbe did not clear away the bundles himself, but rather instructed others to do so. So a lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which was cleared for guests, as members were encouraged to do the mitzvah of Hakhnasas Orchim, which reminds us the Gemara presents a number of teachings about the virtue of Hakhnasas Orchim. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Gadol Hakhnasas Orchim HaKabbalas Menei HaShchina, receiving guests is greater than greeting the divine presence, which he learns from Avram Avinu, who asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu not to leave when he went to receive guests. Rabbi Lazar said, come and observe how different is the way of a Kodesh Baruch Hu from the way of flesh and blood. According to the way of flesh and blood, one of lower station cannot tell one of higher station, wait here until I come back to you. Whereas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avram said, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. And then he went to his guests. So a lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which was cleared for guests, as members were encouraged to do the mitzvah of Hakhnasas Orchim and to judge favorably if their friends didn't give. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Hadan chaver l'chav schus, danin oso l'schus. One who judges his fellow man favorably is himself judged favorably. An incident is brought about one who left home and labored for 3 years. On Erev Yom Kippur, the day of his return home, the employer told him that he had no money, produce, land, animals, or even pillows and cushions to pay him. The man left dejected and returned home. When his employer eventually traveled to pay him, he asked the laborer what he thought when he told him that he had nothing to pay him with, and the laborer proceeded to show him how he judged him favorably in each of the instances. The employer paid him handsomely and said, "Keshem shedantani l'schus, hamakum yadin oscha l'schus." Just as you have judged me favorably, so too should the omnipresent judge you favorably. And the She'iltas brings that the employer was the Tana, Rabbi Gazer ben Horkanos, and the employee was Rabbi Akiva. So once again, a lot of cookies were baked for the shul fundraiser in the field, which was cleared for guests, as members were encouraged to do the mitzvah of Hakhnasas Orchim, and to judge favorably if their friends didn't give. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichri wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.